America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Celtics Wednesday here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. Every Wednesday at 11:45, Justin Turpin, Turp from WEEI. Good Celtics coverage there. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Check out all his coverage, rather, on WEEI. Now, peek behind the curtain here. Keefe was just peppering you, Turp. Yep. With all kinds of props for the game tonight.
Yeah, I think he crafted up a masterpiece here.
I got a good one. You guys want in on this?
Well, hang on.
I've been cooking it up a little bit.
From what I overheard, it sounded like, you know, not to step on his toes, parlay playboy or a parlay princess. It sounded like there were a lot of legs.
I did sound like Courtney or Wiggy. It's four-legger.
That's it?
Four-legger.
I feel like I heard it.
It's not an octopus. It's a dog.
I feel like I heard 12 or 13.
I got a horse.
It sounded like a centipede parlay from what I was listening to.
Cow.
Okay.
Pig, other four-legged creature.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going Tatum over 35 or more.
Yeah.
Good one. Five threes.
You like it.
He's averaging 30. He's
going to
play
juice.
The fourth quarter tonight.
And five threes.
Yes, yes. Okay. I also like first half Celtics minus 3.5. What, you don't like that?
No, I just like the idea of you sweating out like the
first half.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Halftime.
And then six for the game. They're minus six for the game. Yeah, those
I
bad
like
boys
it.
Up. That's
great. I love that first half.
Grade that. Oh, that's his favorite.
He likes
they
that
are
parlay.
One of the best teams in the league in the first half.
Grade that parlay.
Give it a B+.
B+ parlay. I'm due. I have lost several parlays in a row.
I feel like that was a little offensive.
No,
it's hard to give an A. It's really hard. Dude,
trust me.
It was hard to get an A. That's not an easy accomplishment. So.
No. Okay. What are we, obviously you're on board with a lot of those Tatum props. So you expect, let's start with the box score. You expect a big Tatum performance tonight.
I mean, I just expect him to keep doing what he's been doing, and he's been big all season long.
But just to jump in, so you think it'll be just a normal Tatum game, not anything extra is effectively what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do anything out of the ordinary, to be honest. I mean, he just doesn't make it about himself, which is one of his biggest, credit to him for that, because he just doesn't let the moment get too big. So I really don't expect him to come out and change the way he's playing.
I feel like that's been one of the criticisms that people have had with Tatum is they want him to be something that he isn't. And they sort of see guys like, Michael Jordan or like these just like cutthroat guys. And it's like, it's not in him.
Right.
And like, it clearly didn't have to be, because a lot of times people would connect the dot, be like, if you don't have that, then you can't win a title. It's like, he doesn't have that.
I think it's a sensibility thing. Like, Tatum's incredible. And I didn't think he had the greatest playoff run last year, but obviously he was the best player on a championship team season long.
No, we get it.
Jalen had a better postseason. But just from a sensibility standpoint, I do like the cutthroat athlete more so. And
I just don't think it's him.
But tonight is different because the Olympic team would bother anyone, and it bothered him.
It does, but I just don't think he goes out of his way to make it about himself. I really don't. And he's been, publicly at least, kind of brushed it all off. It's whatever, it happened, we're focused on this now. And I really do believe he's focused on winning a championship. I know all eyes are going to be on this game tonight. People have circled this on the calendar, but I don't think he forces anything. I think he continues to play within the game. And the reality is, all he has to do is be himself, and he's going to put up a big numbers. That's just how he's been playing this year. He's averaging, 35-7. Like, if he just plays the way he's been playing, he'll be just fine. So that's a credit to him. I think we saw it during the finals last year, where everyone's always comparing him and Luka Doncic, face of the league, whatever it may be. He didn't force anything. He was always just playing within the game, and they won an NBA championship because of that. So I know everyone's going to circle this because it's the entertainment business. It's supposed to be the cinema, but I don't think he plays any different than the way he always does. I really don't.
All right, what's going on with Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really too concerned about it.
Okay.
Just listening to what Joe Mazzulla had to say about it, how it's a day-to-day thing, it just seems like they don't want to push anything right now.
They've been saying day-to-day for a lot of days, though.
It's only been 3 games. And
no, I know, but it's a lot of days. I mean, it's going back to, what, Friday?
He didn't play usually.
November 2nd, he didn't play.
Okay.
So today's the 6th.
But you got to imagine he wanted to play in Atlanta.
For sure.
You got to imagine he wants to play tonight because he is a guy who I think would have a little added edge if he were out there tonight against the Warriors. Maybe they're saving him from himself, for all I know.
Yeah, maybe.
But I just think it's a little worse than the Celtics are letting on. It sounds a little worse than day-to-day to me.
It is a little concerning that it's been lingering since training camp. I agree with that, but it's just so early in the season. We're not even 10 games in. Why would they push him any more than they have to? And looking ahead...
Okay, but if it's no big deal, they're not pushing him, is my point. So I agree. I'm not saying he has to play tonight. I just think it's a little more than they're letting on. That's all.
I think they're just being extremely cautious. And you have to be with Jaylen Brown. Like, you need him...
Well, the whole team you can be, really. Like, you're in a spot where you can sit Porzingis till the playoffs. You can do whatever you want, really. That's how good they are.
You just don't want this to keep getting worse. And looking ahead, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he sits more coming forward. Like, after tonight, they play the 4-4 Brooklyn Nets, the 1-6 Bucks, 3-5 Hawks, Brooklyn again, and 2-6 Raptors. What's the point of rushing him back?
Yeah.
You're 7-1. You're blowing teams out. I just don't see the point in rushing him back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I get the concern because you want him to be out there. You don't want him to miss games. But, I mean, just don't push it.
All right, I'm all in on Kata this year. The guy seems like a bit of a killer. And Joe Mazzulla also has been, like, hyping him up big time. Is he someone that is going to actually carve out, like, a real role for himself? Is that sustainable, you think?
I think so. And really, every time he's on the floor, it feels like good things happen. I was looking at it the other day. They were 10-1 when he played at least 14 minutes last year. So he was really impactful, and he does it in unique ways, and he gives them a different look because he's not your traditional Celtics big, a guy that's going to spread the floor. And
no, he won't shoot threes.
Like, guys like Horford and Porzingis that are going to shoot threes. He's going to hang around the rim and make his money there, and he does a great job, and I think it's not perfect. At times, he does look lost defensively, but for the most part, he is very impactful. He leads the NBA in plus-minus among players that haven't played over 100 minutes. So that's impressive. I mean, he's been doing it with limited role, but I do think this is the year we see him more often.
Terp, you're there. You cover the Celtics. You're at all these games. Why do they hate Perk so much? Why do they let Perk bother them so much?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there is kind of a different brotherhood when it's coming from somebody that wore the jersey, somebody that won a championship in that jersey that you're wearing. I think it does mean a little bit more when it's coming from somebody like that, as opposed to like just a regular journalist or whatever it may be. I think there is some more weight that carries that because Perk won a championship here and was respected, not so much anymore. So I think it's just the fact that he is part of that brotherhood and won a title here, was a successful player here. And I mean, I give him credit. Some of the stuff that Perk says is pretty funny. Like the bird thing was hilarious. I mean, totally unwarranted.
Yeah, he's entertaining. He's entertaining. Yeah, he's funny.
But by like not inviting him back, you make like a bigger deal out of it than it needs to be.
100%.
Like, you'd be like, say whatever you want to say. You're in the media now.
You don't have to sit on the duck boat with him.
No.
He was going to be on a duck boat with Scal, for God's sakes. You didn't have to sit on the duck boat with him.
You also don't really need to have guys from the 08 team on duck boats.
You don't, but they had it.
No,
and then they didn't want him there. And that's just weird.
It did
create a bigger story.
Yeah.
It's a credit to Perk because he's at least objective. Like a lot of these guys sometimes will be afraid to be objective of the team. And I give Perkins credit for actually being objective. But I get it. I see why they're upset with him. And some of the stuff he did say was, well, A, just wrong. And B, it was just, you know, a little bit too personal, I think.
Warriors tonight, it's like a new era. It's still Curry, and it's still Draymond, and it's still Kerr, but a lot of other new pieces. They're off to a 6-1 start. So, like, decent enough team now?
Yeah, I mean, they're going 12 men deep in their rotation almost
crazy.
Nightly, which is hilarious.
Yep.
I know the FIBA games are shorter, but it is funny. Just kind of rich and ironic.
Kerr couldn't do it with 12 All-Stars. Now he's doing it with you know, eight scrubs.
That's a good point.
I mean, they're just getting contributions up and down. You look at a guy like Buddy Hield pouring in 20 points a game off the bench. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to come down to earth because he's shooting 50% from three. Nobody's going to do
marksman.
That across an
82. He's a marksman.
He is a great three-point shooter, but nobody's going to do that across an 82-game slate.
Oh, that's a good question. I forgot about this. Twitch chat brought it up, Dark and Stormy Nights. The Grant Hill thing. Grant Williams the other day. What was that?
A clown.
Reckless. Yeah, reckless, dumb. I mean, I just don't get it, how this is supposedly your friend. He was telling Caleb Burton of NBC Sports Boston after that. He made the wigs and had this big thing planned.
He was like, everybody was going to come over to his house for dinner.
He is insufferable.
No, I know that, but they all seem to like him at one point.
I don't think Jalen does.
Tatum seemed to like him. And so is he like now... Is that going to blow over, or is that something they're going to hold a grudge about?
I think they're going to hold a grudge on that. I really do. You can't defend that as a basketball play. It just was not a basketball player. He literally lowered a shoulder into him on a transition opportunity. Like, that's
Grant used to do that to all their opponents his whole career while he was here, and they never had a problem with it. And so that feels a little hypocritical to me, but they're going to hold a grudge over this.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think they'll eventually talk
I get
it
not
over,
going over his house after the game on Friday night, but
They won't be as close as they were before. No way. I mean, he was already an ex-teammate, so you keep ties with these guys. You keep, like, a friendship. You're not, like, buddy-buddy. It's not like they were hanging out.
They're pretty buddy-buddy with Kyrie.
They are. Yeah, they love him.
You know?
But they don't really hang out with them.
You know what's weird about Charlotte? They play Charlotte the last two games of the season. So they had that stupid, like, back-to-back games in Charlotte. The very last two games of the regular season are at the Garden, Hornets.
That world of the NBA Cup world there. Mixing up the schedule a little bit.
Okay.
Which I think they'll take serious this year, by the way.
The Cup, trying to win that Cup?
I think they should. I mean,
Jones likes the Cup.
I like the NBA Cup. I do. I like it. It's a
great opportunity to get a guy like Luke Kornet, who took less to be here. You get a financial incentive for winning. So how do you reward a guy that took less to be here and play for you?
It's also just a little test.
Send a message.
Exactly. It's just a little test. It didn't matter last year. They didn't win it. I put stock in it.
No,
they didn't win it.
They hung a banner. It was a good season.
But it's just a little test for you. That's all. A little measuring stick, and it's a little more important than a stupid one-off regular season game. So I hope they put stock in it. Good stuff, Terp. He's at the Garden tonight. Follow all his coverage on WEEI at Justin M. Turpin on Twitter. Terp, we appreciate
it.
On Celtics Wednesday. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. He's got the Celtics tonight. Right? You officially have the Celtics in this game tonight, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, Celtics tonight.
Oh, yeah, laying the six.
He approved of your parlay.
He likes the parlay.
Which made me think he had the Celtics, but I guess I never have officially
asked. No, he likes the parlay.
So
hopefully he would have spoke up if he's like, I got the, you know, I got the Warriors. I like your Celtics minus six, but I got the Warriors. Like, wait, what?
So we'll get to all your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. We'll circle back to the trade deadline as well. Jerod Mayo spoke about it today. Very interesting in some of his answers. We read them to you. You'll hear them next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.